After he went blind in 1654, the poet John Milton produced his masterpiece Paradise Lost by dictating the verses to his daughters, friends, and assistants. An epic poem in blank verse or iambic pentameter, the verses came to him each night in his sleep. Milton had a tragic life. As well as losing his sight, he also lost two wives, two daughters, and a son. Paradise Lost, published in its final 12-book form in 1674, established him on a par with William Shakespeare as one of the most important writers in the English language. Milton wrote his 10,000-line poem to debunk classical heroism and extol Christian heroism, exemplified by the Son of God. It quickly became one of the most influential works in English literature. The poem concerns the biblical story of the fall of man from God's grace, the temptation of Adam and Eve by the fallen angel Satan, disguised as a snake, to eat the apple from the tree of knowledge. This is against God's express wish, and they are later expelled from the Garden of Eden. Milton opens Paradise Lost by explaining the fatal disobedience of Adam and Eve.
Of man's first disobedience, and the fruit, of that forbidden tree whose mortal taste brought death into the world and all our woe with loss of Eden.
The poet's use of blank verse, where the lines do not rhyme, was highly unusual. The poet's printer asked Milton to explain to the readers why the poem rhymes not. Milton himself said rhyme was the invention of a barbarous age. Audaciously, he said he would create things unattempted yet in prose and rhyme. Miltonic blank verse became the standard for those trying to write English epics for centuries. The poet's own individual style is known as Miltonian, which, according to the Collins Dictionary, means solemn, elevated, majestic. A perfect example of Miltonian writing is Satan's famous declaration about living in hell.
What matter where, if I be still the same, and what I should be, all but less than he, whom thunder hath made greater? Here, at least, we shall be free, th' Almighty hath not built. Here for his envy will not drive us hence. Here we may reign secure, and in my choice, to reign is worth ambition, though in hell. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven.
Contemporaries were astonished and mostly enchanted by Milton's groundbreaking work. Just one generation later, England's most famous lexicographer, Samuel Johnson, called Paradise Lost among the highest productions of the human mind. The poem has exercised an enormous influence on not just English, but also on global culture since its publication. Artists bewitched by the poem's power include Salvador Dali, William Blake, Mary Shelley, Percy Bysshe Shelley, William Wordsworth, John Keats, John Steinbeck, Salman Rushdie, and Philip Pullman. The incredible power of Milton's writing can be seen in his description of God casting out Satan and his rebel angels from heaven.
Him the almighty power, hurl headlong flaming from the ethereal sky, with hideous ruins and combustion down, to bottomless perdition there to dwell, in adamantine chains and penal fire.
The reach of English literature's most famous poem is truly global. It has been translated more often in the last 40 years than in the previous 300. Translations now number more than 300 and in almost 60 languages, from Tamil to Tongan. A major reason for this popularity is that many rebellious or revolutionary groups around the world identify with Milton's characterization of Satan. For many romantic critics, the hero of Paradise Lost, as trying to revolt against God the Father. Today, some parts of Paradise Lost are hard to understand, because the language is often dated and it is full of religious and political references of the time. However, it is worth the effort trying to appreciate Milton's genius. The simple beauty of the words touches people without their even understanding the meaning. Paradise Lost is, after all, one of the greatest poems in the English language, and it has one of the greatest declarations of love ever written. Faced with losing Eve after she succumbs to temptation, Adam chooses to join her as, "To lose thee were to lose myself."
"Certain my resolution is to die. How can I live without you? How forgo thy sweet converse and love so dearly joined, to live again in these wild woods forlorn?"
Philip Pullman, one of Britain's most popular and most perceptive authors, who wrote his trilogy His Dark Materials, later filmed with Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig starring, as Paradise Lost for teenagers, is brilliantly clear in his explanation of the magic of Milton's masterpiece. No one, not even Shakespeare, surpasses Milton in his command of the sound, the music, the weight and taste and texture of English words. Milton's achievement is all the more remarkable when you consider that the poet's breathtaking imagination came from sadly sightless eyes.